This program is made possible by the giving of the God-Called Partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program today. I'm so glad that you're with me. And today, our teaching is taken from an amazing Bible school where I taught in Colorado, Karis Bible School. And before we start our teaching, I want to start with a testimony. This woman wrote, "I was in your service and the Lord healed me. My vertebrae was put back in place and I became 1 inch taller." Can you imagine? I love the presence of God. Jesus just touches people. And it was because of faith in what God can do that this woman was healed. And I want you to join me for this amazing teaching in this wonderful Bible school where we're going to talk about expectant hope.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
One morning, I was listening to the radio, and there was a radio preacher on there. And maybe I had heard Isaiah 53, verse 5 before, but that day, I heard Isaiah 53, verse 5. That day, when that preacher said, "By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed," that day, hope came into my heart. Now, what does hope look like? For my heart and my soul at that time, hope meant, you mean I, me, Denise Robertson, me, little Denise Robertson, I can be healed, that I've had this disease 13 years. I can be healed. And hope came in my heart. I didn't know anything about healing. I didn't know anything about confession. I didn't know any of those kind of things. But I just did what the preacher said. He said, start confessing. So every morning, every evening, whenever I looked in the mirror, I would speak to the mirror and I'd say, "By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed." I'd sing, "By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed." I don't know how many times a day. I didn't see anything get better. 2 months went by, no changes, and I was in my car, and I was listening to another radio preacher, and she said, "Do you really want to be healed?" Now, we're talking about getting to the root here, because Jesus went to the root, and when she said that, let me explain something. My mother was very, very busy, and she worked hard. And the only time I would get with my mom was when she'd take me to the doctor. And we would drive several miles, and she, of course, felt sorry for me because of all this treatment stuff. She bought me a oatmeal cookie. We didn't have sweets in our house. I still remember it to this day. And so I got attention from her. And when that radio preacher said, "Do you really want to be healed?" the Holy Spirit, with laser focus, revealed what was in my soul. I had gravitated to wanting attention because of my face, because of the disease. And when she said, "Do you really want to be healed?" and the Holy Spirit showed what was in my heart, I said, "Yes, Lord. I repent right now. I don't want anybody's attention. I want to be healed." Wow. It was just a couple of weeks later. I went to bed one night with all this disease. It was on my forehead, in my cheeks, and in my neck. I went to bed that night. Just like any night, I woke up the next morning and my face was completely healed. Wow. My cheeks were clear. My forehead was clear. My neck was clear. I could slap my face. I don't know if he took 10 minutes. I don't know if he took 1 second. I don't know if he took 8 hours of sleep. I have no idea how long he took. All I know is I went to bed with a disease and I woke up the next morning without one. And my face was so filled with all this poison and swelling that people thought I lost 10 pounds. That's how bad it was. But that next morning, it's all gone. But Jesus, he went to the root. And he goes to the root of this young man. He goes to his heart, not his physical ailment. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, and I just want you to point out, they never said a word. Those scribes, they never said a word. This is not a conversation. This is Jesus reading their mind, reading their thoughts, and him responding to their thoughts. And he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, you, or to say, arise, take up your bed, and walk? And students, when I saw this several years ago, I saw Jesus. I'm believing you for my eternity. Why can't I believe you for my body? And I saw Isaiah 53 verse 5 again. Because that verse talks about our iniquities. It talks about our lack of peace. And then it says, and by the stripes of you are healed. The redemptive package. When Jesus was on the cross, the redemptive package was healing and salvation, or salvation and healing. He healed us as much as he saved us. He saved us as much as he healed us. It took just as much blood to save you as it did to heal you. It took just as much blood to heal you as it did to save you. Amen. I know that when we're saved from a devil's eternal damnation and hell. And that, well, I'm just talking about temporary here, talking about healing. But Jesus hated that torment that comes on our body because of sickness and disease so much that he bore that sickness and disease in his body. If you go to Psalm chapter 22, you'll see in those scriptures Jesus looking at himself on the cross. He said, I can count all my bones. He said, every joint is out of place. He said, they look on me who is pierced. He describes demons around him, laughing at him. He didn't do that in vain. He did that so that we would be like those four friends and we would say, healing is mine today. Healing is for my friend today. I am desperate for healing. I will not relent on it, and it's mine. That's what Jesus did for us. He hates sickness and disease. The torment. I'm sorry to say this, but yeah, I know this terrible flu's going around, and about 3 weeks ago, I got that. And I was so sick, sick. I won't go into the symptoms or tell you. Gross. Totally gross. When I was throwing up over and over and over and over and over again, I said, God, this is from hell. This is a lie. This is from hell. This is to crush the person. This is to steal their joy. This is to steal their job. This is to steal their life. But when Jesus heals you, he gives you your life back. He was getting ready to give this young man's life back to him. His crippling condition had stolen his life. And Jesus was getting ready to give it all back. It's glorious to be healed. You know, when he healed my face, he gave me my life back. I never, ever had another scar. I never, ever had another pain. I never, ever was putting on so much makeup just to cover up everything. I never, ever did that again. He was giving me my life back. I could probably ask in this room how many of you in this room have been healed. Of course, all hands are going to go up all over this place. I know it. And when he healed you, he gave you your life back. And Jesus is saying, there is the, in every drop of blood was as much deliverance and healing for salvation as for healing. I have a wonderful friend, and she was suffering with panic attacks. And they were so bad, she had two little boys, that she'd hide herself in the closet when the panic attacks would come. She started reading Jesus' account in the Garden of Gethsemane and started thinking about the blood, those first drops that poured off of his body. And do you know, she was healed that day. She said, Jesus took my mental torment. I don't have to bear it. In those drops of blood that were the first ones that were coming off of his body was my deliverance and my healing from panic attacks and mental oppression. Amen. Oh, I'm getting so encouraged. Jesus paid the price. He paid it all. He paid it all. And our faith is such a gift from God. I know that you know this, and I love to think about how we got saved. God put his faith on the inside of us, and we received Jesus. That faith on the inside of you is one of the most precious things on the inside of you. We can't just live by our questions, you know, like me on that day, thinking about my friend that was dying. Why is she dying? What happened? Why isn't she healed? How does she want to die? All the questions that I had no answers to. All the emotions I had no answers to. But my faith had peace of mind. Had purpose, had energy, had everything I needed to get up from that place and go teach the Word of God. We've got to, students, start recognizing more and more who's on the inside of us and living from that place. Living from that place. I don't know when Jesus is coming. I know that the clock is ticking. And I know that the enemy hates us. And I know that he wants to stop us. And we have so much to give. Your students in here, you're preparing your whole life for your next steps in your journey. Amen. To give yourself to the world. Some of you will go to different countries. Some of you will start churches. Some of you will be a team on another church. Some of you will have a family and raise godly children. All different kinds of things in this room. But the faith on the inside of you is the power to see what our mighty God can do. It was the faith in those four friends. Not in their great faith that they, you know, broke open Jesus' roof, but their faith in what he could do. If they were going to feel guilty about something, they could have felt guilty about the hole in the roof. But somehow, they thought they'd be okay with Jesus. So now verse 10. But that you may know. Now, he's talking to these scribes. But I believe he's talking to us. But that you may know. God wants us to know something. He wants us to know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Can I talk to you just a tiny bit more about faith? That morning, when John woke up, probably on that mat, he is in the midst of this horrible disease that's stealing his life, absolutely stealing his life, stealing his joy, stealing his peace, pain all the time, can't do anything. His problem is very real, very real. But now, he's in another reality. He's going home. He's going to pick up his mat and he's going to go home. He's going home. He's going to go, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to have a wonderful time doing it. He probably skipped all the way home. We don't know. Maybe screaming. We don't know. But Jesus told him to go into the house. So here's one reality, one place, horrible, horrible disease, horrible life. And now here's another reality. John is skipping home. What's between? It's a real place. It's called faith. I even know the Greek word, pistis. It is an actual locality. Our faith. He moved from this horrible problem straight through, held on to his faith. The friends, they said, okay, crowded room, we can't get in there. Let's just take him up the stairs. Great. Let's just make a hole in the roof. Great. We're doing good, guys. We're in faith. We're in faith here. I know it's Jesus' house, but we're in faith. We're in faith. Okay, guys, let's lower him down. We're in faith. We're in faith. We're not going to drop him. We're not going to drop the paralytic. We're not going to make his problem worse. We're going to... Their faith. And their faith brought John into his reality of healing and deliverance. Oh, praise God. Thank you for faith, God. Thank you for the faith that you gave us when we got born again to believe on you, God. Thank you for faith. Thank you for faith, God. Faith that we all got saved in this room. Faith that we got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Faith that we got healed. Faith that relationships were made right. The faith that God has given us. And I'm telling you, friends, Your faith is so powerful, it will absolutely interrupt your problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can we stand to our feet? Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Just raise your hands and thank him. Thank him for the faith that's on the inside of you. Thank him for what he's done in your life. Recognize that faith. Recognize that faith. Recognize that faith. Recognize it, because that's where the power is, right there. Faith in the living God. Faith for him to do miracles in your body. Faith for him to deliver your friend. Faith. Faith to deliver from poverty and sickness and disease. Faith in what the blood of Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we open our hearts, Lord. We receive healing. We receive encouragement. We receive peace of mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you right now that the blood that poured off of your body had our redemption and our salvation in it, Lord. But it had every healing from every sickness and disease known to man in it. We receive. We receive, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's receiving healing in your eyes. Healing in your eyes. You've had trouble with, like, watering of your eyes. So irritating. God's touching your eyes right now. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, you said in your word, when you come, will you find faith on the earth? Yes. Yes, you will find faith. Yes. Students say, yes, you'll find it in me. Yes. You'll find it in me, Lord. I'm going to believe, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. I know his power is moving through this room because you're desperate, because you're like the four friends, because you said, I'm not going any other place. I'm going to go straight to the one that has the healing power, and I'm not going to be turned away. Those four friends said, I will not be turned away. I'll just break into the roof. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise, Lord. All the praise.
The problem you are facing may feel huge, but there is an answer. And the bridge between the problem and that answer is faith. When the paralytic man's friends were faced with an obstacle, they found a new way to get to Jesus. When the crowd was telling blind Bartimaeus to be quiet, he cried out all the more in spite of their words. Just like these men pushed past the obstacles that stood in their way, it's time for you to overcome what is holding you back. In her new series, Expect and Hope, The Fire for Faith, Denise Renner shares stories from the Bible and from her own life that will encourage you to persevere despite difficult circumstances. Take hold of the healing Jesus has provided for you. Ignore the negative opinions of others. Stay in your place of faith. This powerful 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner. In this book, Denise reveals fresh insights from God's Word about how you can overcome hindrances that the enemy exploits to clog up your divine supply. Whether it's rejection, fear of man, unforgiveness, or other people's negative opinions trying to hold you down, you don't have to take it. Learn how you can push past every obstacle and become unstoppable for God. You can order Unstoppable today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer of the series, Expect and Hope, The Fire for Faith, and the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner. Order your bundle today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, wasn't that wonderful? And I want to close this program with some questions. Where is your faith bringing you? Is your faith interrupting your problem? What do you need? God cares about these questions so much. And He's given us such powerful faith on the inside. That faith on the inside of you will absolutely interrupt, disrupt your problem and open a place for the answers for God. If you need prayer, I want you to please call us. We're there for you. And I want to offer you my book, Unstoppable, because this is going to encourage you in your faith. Oh, thank you for being with me today. And I want you to join me for my next program. And we're going to talk about expectant hope again. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Denise Renner is a mentor to women, an author, and a classically trained vocalist. With television, satellite, and internet platforms combined, the ministry of Rick and Denise Renner reaches a potential worldwide audience in the millions. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.